Welcome to the Character Collective podcast, where writers talk about words and how hard they are, and our characters drop by and wreak absolute havoc. Come for the writing, stay for the stupid. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Character Collective podcast. This is Kai. Now, before we get started, get yourself ready. Go get a coffee, get a gin. If you got like those little people, put them in front of the TV, lock the door, whatever you need to do. And don't forget, we've got new episodes coming out every Wednesday. So favorite, like, subscribe, share, do all those things that you need to do. Okay, let's get queer. Let's get stupid. Strap in, strap on. Right, let's do this.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Literally burped just as you came on. I'm like,
What a great intro. I love it.
Never. It's fine.
It's fine.
Tina. Oh, my God. Let's just come back down here. Oh, my God. Okay. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff. What are we doing?
Genre. We were gonna talk about.
Sorry.
I would say it's one of those days, but this is just
It's one of those lives.
That was possibly the most Australian I've heard you.
I was pinching my nose, so
I know that was hilarious.
Oh shit!
It's very nasally.
I literally have my nose completely closed. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
If I could not sound Aussie, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, if you could just not.
Yeah, hard pass on like sounding like an Aussie. Oh my God, you know?
So you swung too far to the other direction.
I know. What's going on? Genres.
You had a brainish epiphany about genres this week.
I did.
About your writing.
I did. I had a brain thing.
What? Yeah.
What happened? Why was it?
Oh, you were bones. Yes, bones and all.
So, mm-hmm. I did watch it too. By the way, I watched it last night.
Nice.
I'm still unsure how I feel about everything. Not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. Like there was layers that I'm like, I know there was more that I missed. I feel like I need to watch it again. Mm-hmm. But there was like these parts that are like make you like go cringe and jump. And I'm like, are you kidding? Do you know how many times I was fucking clicking in the air? It was great.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I don't clap. Our people don't clap. Our people click.
Snaps.
Right? Yeah.
Funny.
So literally I'm watching the movie just doing this the whole time. It's fucking hilarious. I don't know what's happened to me, but, you know, I'm going to go with it. Anywho, before I watched it, I had a look at reviews because I like to do that. But what I like to do is I like to look at the 1-star reviews. I don't need people to tell me how great it is. I want people to tell me how shit it is, but then I don't care actually about what they say about how shit it is. I'm actually looking at the mindset of the person. Like if the person's like, oh, it's shit because blah blah blah, and it's like, oh, I can see you didn't get it, I'm more inclined to want to watch the movie. If they're just like, you know, if they're talking like intelligently and saying it's crap for these reasons, then I'm inclined not to want to watch it. But when it's like, oh my God, it's just so bad because, like, I don't get it, then I really want to watch it. So, words.
Uh-huh.
I'm smart, people. I know it doesn't sound like it, but I... I'm like, I'm Hank Green. Let's go with that. Remember, we've already decided. I am the unsuccessful chimera of the Green Brothers. So this is my Hank Green part, where it's like he just seems like he's so smart, but like sometimes it's kind of like, what are you on about? But you know he's smart, so he gets away with it. So let's just pretend I'm Hank Green. Anyway, what? I don't know. What is wrong with me today? Not today. Be cool. Okay, yes. So, all right, so yeah, the one-star reviews made me go, okay, I really want to fucking watch this movie, because I looked at the five-star reviews and they were saying what I expected, which is like it's very layered and nuanced, and you know, if you're not able to see those layers, then yeah, you're probably gonna not like it. Because there's a lot of people talking specifically about cannibalism, being like how it humanizes cannibalism. I'm like, yeah, you really didn't get it, did you? Like you missed like the main fucking metaphorical component of this. But anywho, whatevs.
Mm-hmm.
So is one of the comments in there specifically, which was one of the five-star comments, was talking to it and saying about how it took opposite genres because it's horror comedy. And I was like, huh. Horror comedy. That's so cool. And that's what Awakening was. We interrupt your regular listening to bring you this message. Dickface did not mean horror comedy. I was meaning to say horror romance. And, so I'm just doing this in edit because I was listening to this and pissing myself off so much because I kept saying horror comedy. No. Horror romance. So, hi dog. That's Sunny. Say hi, Sunny. Sunny's not going to say hi. So, Bones and All is horror romance and Awakening is horror romance. Okay, now I shall return you to your, regular, crap fest. And I didn't realize it, like, because I always felt like, Awakening, which was my very first book that I published, which is currently not available because I pulled it down because I want to clean it up and I have a whole sequel for it anyway. It never quite fit completely in horror, despite the fact that the mother, you know, read the prologue and was like, oh my God, it's too scary and I can't read it. Nah, it's because you're a cunt, not because it was scary. Anyway, we went there. Somewhere there. So it never quite fit there, but I didn't know where else it would possibly fit. And as soon as I like combined genre of horror romance, I'm like, that's what it is. Like that 100% describes it. And then my brain went, wait, that means I've always been a romance writer, which I found fucking hilarious because I resisted being a romance writer for the longest time and now it turns out I always have been.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of never done anything else, really, which was interesting stuff. And then my brain went, you know what, it'd be really cool to do a whole bunch of stories or short books, like, you know, like the role reversal series type thing, of opposite genres.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at.
And that leads us to now.
The freeze frame. And that, yes. So that's, yeah, so that's what we wanted to talk about on today's episode is to look at opposite genres, I think, like, and just, you know, kind of have a play with it. Because when we were talking last week about your PhD project,
yeah.
We were joking about, well, kind of joking, I don't know, I'm going to write it down, story concepts that were coming up and, like, about a really cool meet-cute between two professors, and one you mentioned history, and I was like, and we were looking at, okay, so what's the opposite genre of history? I think we came to the conclusion that fabulous was the opposite genre.
Well, that was a suggestion that Google gave, so, yes. You know, take that or leave it.
The opposite of history is fabulous, which, you know what, with how I felt about history at school, I'm going to agree.
Well, I've been thinking about that. And like, okay, what is sort of, I guess, symbolically an opposite, but also fun as a genre?
Yeah.
To history.
Yeah.
And I was like, what about, like, just thinking about what's happening in the world at the moment, like,
yeah,
a student who was looking at AI.
Ooh, AI and historical AI? Like, AI.
I know what they, well, what has been happening has, people are creating AI brains,
yeah,
or, you know, generative brains based on the writings of historical people.
Ooh.
So, Marcus Aurelius, I've seen one based on Freud.
Yeah, even in the style of like this.
Yeah, they're literally taking these historical people and writings about them, specifically ones where they have written their own books and published and that sort of thing.
Imagine how easy it'd be to turn something into a Boken version.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, maybe there's someone that's trying to do that, and then they're right. getting the
and has been doing it for years.
And, you know, and maybe the history guy's like, well, you know, leave history where it is in history.
Yeah.
The AI person, you know, the science team or the computery team, are all like, well, you know, everything is usable. Like, everything is content.
Yeah.
Why, you know, why would we, yeah, why would we not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely options.
Yeah. See, no, that's, yeah, I like that as like, I don't know what, I mean, let's face it, AI's probably got a fucking genre now. I'm bringing up Kindle or Amazon because I'm like, I'm really interested to see, like, AI, I'm just going to see if there's, like, genre. Like, are they putting it in sci-fi or has it actually got its own genre now? Well,
that's the thing. I think under education it would probably have a non-fiction thing, but I don't know if it'll have its own specific fiction side.
Yeah,
Amazon has been playing with their categories.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've seen the changes, but previously authors could nominate up to 10 categories to have their books in.
Oh yeah, yes. Well, you could do two, but then you could request
two and then email them. Yeah.
Yes.
You can no longer do that.
Okay.
The change for that is that now you can pre-select three genres when you set up a book. Or, you know, set categories when you set up a book.
Yeah.
When
did that change?
Very recently.
Oh, it must have been because, like, yeah.
Very recently.
It was my last one, yeah.
Yeah. I set up the pre-orders last month and they had two, so.
Okay. It's
very, very recent. Yeah, change. However, that means that they are actually moving stuff around and they're doing that to prevent people from miscategorizing their books.
Perfect.
Just to get a bestseller tag.
Good.
Yeah, so they are going through, they're cleaning up categories, they are literally going, well, people, you don't need 10 categories, like, you know, your book is this, this, this.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of upheaval in the Amazon publishing stuff at the moment.
Mine's just put it in all the queer categories and I'm good.
Exactly. So it's ultimately good.
Yeah.
And it's going to push people to choose the correct categories, which is only a good thing, you know?
Yeah. I like that.
You know, because there's people putting, the example I overheard or listened to was someone saying, like, you know, you go into books about, like, you know, carpentry.
Yeah.
You're looking for, like, carpentry books and you might find a romance where one of the characters is a builder.
Yep.
Like, it's not what you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
So they are trying to clean that all up.
Yeah, and just because you see that doesn't mean, like, oh, I'll go and buy that. But that's not how it works. Like, if people are wasting. Like, there's one thing about getting eyes on it. There's another thing of getting the right eyes on it. Like, if you get too many of the wrong eyes on it, that's actually going to do damage, not fucking,
Yeah, that's all happening at the moment. So, it would be curious to see if they are, like, redoing, you know, the categories and adding stuff like, you know, AI fiction.
Yeah.
As a separate thing.
Perfect. I'm actually just looking at my own shit to see what a lot of it's under.
Mm-hmm.
It happens is only $3.99. Guys, you need to go get that.
Oh, wow. Go now. We'll wait.
Excuse me. Somebody else has a book called Sit Happens Now? No. Rude. Fuck off. No. That's okay. They published it before mine. Damn it.
Rude. How dare they?
Still rude.
Still rude.
It's shitty, though. It's not fiction, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Well. Interesting. Sugar twink. Okay. Sugar twink. What is sugar twink under four categories? So it's in erotic transgender fiction, apparently. Mm-hmm. Erotic gay. I didn't put it in anything. Oh, maybe I did. I don't know. Okay. Erotic gay fiction and erotic fiction is where that is showing up at the moment. So I was just interested to see. Not that I remember where it went and what I put that one under. So that's fine. Whatever. Okay. Kindle store genres. I want to look at genres because I want to look at I don't need sugar twink in there anymore. I mean, I always need sugar twink in there, but you know. Mm-hmm. I want to look at Amazon genres so that we can smoosh some together. Let's smoosh some genres. Let's genre smoosh Kindle store. There we go. Oh my god. Why are you being a poohead? you feel free to say words.
Oh yeah, words.
This is your podcast.
Oh yeah. We're not just like clicking around on Amazon. It's fine. Completely my brain. It's fine.
Like if you have anything to say, well I'm
genre. Okay. Well we years ago went to a writing seminar thing.
Mm.
50 Books One in Adelaide. Mm-hmm. And we put because there was a space for genre on the name tag, and we both put genre fluid.
That's right.
As a bit of a giggle, because, you know, it's funny.
Yeah.
And also true. And we
had some like, then we had some looks.
Yeah, which was good, though. That's good, too.
Yeah, fuck them.
Get them to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and questions were asked, what does that mean? We're like, well, we'll pretty much write anything. Like,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
We're word sluts, you know.
Yeah. Hoes.
Oh my God, t-shirt, word slut, word ho.
Genre ho. Yep. Yep. Exactly. But, you know, that seems to have fallen back in, you know, the last few years. A lot's been going on, obviously.
Yeah.
But that idea of multi-genre.
Yeah.
And that cross-genre, genre fluid sort of way of looking at things seems to have fallen, you know, out of attention.
Yeah.
Mm. So when you came to the thought of you are a romance author.
Yeah.
How did that sit?
How did that sit?
Yeah. How did you feel about that?
I think it was just like, I think it was fine because I used to have resistance to it, but that was, you know, all related to a lot of other shit that I hadn't addressed. Whereas now it was kind of like, oh yeah, well, that actually fucking makes sense because why wouldn't I be a romance writer as someone who was always looking for that thing that I never had? Do you know what I mean?
Right. So write what you know is a bullshit.
Love. So of course I'm going to write about people finding unconditional love. What the romance, you know, genre comes back to. You know, there's tropes inside of that, obviously, but that tends to be my trope is pretty much unconditional love. If you want to break it down to that. So it kind of makes sense. And because if I look at Awakening, I mean, ultimately that was about the story between Rebecca and Zach and like Rebecca finding herself. But like, if you look at it from Zach's point of view, is he loved this person as a human. He loved this person as a vampire. He just loved this person, like full stop, no matter fucking what. Like, she went, like, Rebecca went on a rampage and killed a fucking bunch of people. And, like, Zach was very against that. But, you know, he still fucking loved her. Zach basically gave up his immortal potential to save her. Like, he just, it was, Zach, I love you so much. Anyway. And then if you look at Michael from Human Threads and Ellie, I mean, that's just fucking next level. And yeah. Like this, and the way it all, it's, see, it's doing stuff to me. Just thinking about it is just making me like, so much. So realizing that I've always been a romance writer, I'm like, no wonder I was so resistant to it.
Yeah, and I mean, the romances that you are writing are very different than you were writing 10 years ago.
Yes, yes. So I was horror romance for sure. Mm-hmm. And there's part of me that will always be horror romance. Like, you, even if you look at the serial killer and Judy Calls. The Choose Your Own, you know, psychopathy books.
Yeah.
They're horror romance. Like, there's more horror than romance in those, but it's still horror romance. Like, if you followed the directory of that those books, the kind of air quotes big ending is romance.
Yeah.
If they get there and don't kill each other first, which is options.
Yeah.
So it's very much horror romance in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most different thing I've ever done is probably Cupid's Guide. But even that, I mean, it's Cupid's Guide, and it's his journey to self-love. So it's, you know, romancing himself. I just thought she bumped from Dave on that one.
Yeah. Well, in the most absolute sense, yes.
Exactly.
Self-acceptance and self-love. Yeah.
Like, man, maybe I do need to, yeah. All right. No, just let people shit back it. That's gonna have so much gay shipping, and I love it. Yes. It should do. Why hasn't it? Come on, people, get on board. Read Cupid's Guide. Ship that shit. And then and now it's sports romance, and then now it's going into the queer sports romance, and now it's kind of settled very much in just queer romance, which is kind of like, ah. So my genres follow my life. Started out as horror. Romance is always there. It's always the journey to self-love. But it started out as horror and then, you know, went through just that dark comedy phase of, like, this whole thing is a fucking joke. I hate Cupid.
Satire years.
Yeah, and now it's, I don't know what the sports thing represents. I don't know.
Teamwork.
Yeah. We're good. We're there.
You and teamwork are a big theme at the moment.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Or just a lot of balls. Thank you. Thanks, Waylon. Appreciate it, buddy.
Exactly. Worst case scenario, you've always got balls.
Exactly. That's it. I'll never be without balls.
Yeah.
Guys. I don't know. Stop.
Put it away.
Okay. All right. So, okay. Whatever. Like, yeah. What? So, I'm really intrigued in this whole opposites genre thing. So, I'm bringing up, let me go into literature and fiction.
Mm hmm.
Genres, okay. All right, I'm just going to grab the first one and let's see. Action and adventure. What would be the opposite? Action. Okay, let me just go through these and just see if anything jumps out as really cool. yeah. Adventure, children's fiction, contemporary fiction, drama, fiction classics, genre fiction, which I'll go into, historical fiction, horror, humor, mashups. MASH, poetry, religious, short stories, United States. How does that have its own fucking listing under literature and fiction? United States. What the actual F? Anyway, women's and world. Let's go into genre fiction because that's where the fun stuff will be. Anthologies, family saga, game lit RPG, queer shit, movie tie-ins, political, sea adventure, sport, war, western. This what? Where's all the, where's like science fiction and just the like basic stuff? The actual fuck? What have they done?
I don't know.
They've made it messy. They've made it stupid.
Maybe it's in like one of those, like it's in progress.
Maybe.
Sort of what?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. If you go right back up to Kindle ebooks, for example, then you've got sci-fi and fantasy. Yeah. But like, okay. So you've got action adventure under literature and fiction, but then you got sci-fi, fiction, and fantasy like one level up. Like, what? I don't. This makes no sense. What are they doing? Maybe it is in process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but it could be. It's yeah. Still working on itself.
It's still working. It's fine. All right. Fine. What would be the opposite genre?
Yeah.
Erotica, religion. Erotica, religion. No, that's actually pretty much the same.
A lot of crossover there, yeah. Especially when you're doing Jesus stories.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus, spicy crackers. Jesus the trans man, spicy crackers. Let's bring that one back. I remember spicy crackers.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
Never forget.
I had to put that on a t-shirt too. Jesus was a trans man named Spicy Crackers. No context. Just, you know, take what you will from it.
Yep. Something in there for everyone.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Enjoy. Actually, I read something the other day, and I couldn't verify this, and we all know that if I read something with a fact, I need to verify. Mm-hmm. Would not verify. But somebody wrote, I just enjoyed it, so let's just go with it. Somebody did a TikTok, YouTube, whatever, about how a painter, I can't remember which painter it was. Fuck, Michelangelo, Da Vinci, I don't know. Whoever painted the Jesus thing, I don't know painters and Jesus.
Where?
Who painted a big Jesus thing, huh?
In the Sistine Chapel?
Maybe. That's Michelangelo, right? Yeah. So let's go with that one. Let's just say that one. So this person, like I said, I couldn't verify this just to be really clear. But the claim was that apparently the painter was asked who their inspiration was for the image of Jesus, and he said it was his boyfriend. I'm like, I just want that to be true.
That sounds amazing.
I want it to be true so much because the dude was like, so, all you Christians, you're praying to a gay man. I'm like, oh, my God, yes. Please be true. Yeah. Explain why he was white. Let's put it that way. Anywho. So that's fun.
I like those little factoids. They're nice. And yeah, they're always very difficult to actually verify.
Yeah. I'm going to hope it's true. I really hope it's true. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I want it to be. If I want it enough, it will be, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's what I mean.
If you want it enough, you can have it. So I want enough for that to be a true story.
Use the secret and get that shit to you.
Yeah. Oh my God. What was I thinking about Jesus today?
Dude, God knows.
No, but I was. So I was thinking today, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Jesus is like, oh, I speak to God. And everyone's like, oh, bow down, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, Joan of Arc, I speak to God. Ah, burn, bitch.
yeah.
Right? Right? Like, number one.
A little bit of a disparity there.
Right. And also, if you look at psychology, one of the, I can't remember the like, one of the, like, five primary psychosis, psychopathy, whatever, like a particular disorder. One of the five is this, you know, hearing God and doing God's will and claiming that and being like, you know, these people are like, you know, God told me to do it. God told me to burn down this building. God told me to shoot these people. I'm like, what if Jesus was just, because we didn't know about mental illness back then. It's possible, right? It seems more likely to me than all the other stuff.
I just, the opposite of that, they would be like Jesus coming across like a set of hyper literal autistic acolytes. And then he's like, eat of my flesh. And they're like, okay. You say so.
See, that's players in both. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Because last night, my husband and I watched a movie last night. We finally watched Megan.
Megan, which one's that?
The one with the doll.
Okay.
Very cool. A lot of fun. I'm tempted to get my child to watch it, but, you know, therapy bills. But it's not, especially if you watch the rated version, it's not that, it's not that gory. It's not that scary.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is definitely child-friendly adjacent.
Okay, I'm looking up horror sci-fi.
It's M3GAN.
Got it.
Me.
It's artificial intelligence.
It's okay. A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
What's it on? Where can I see this?
I'm not sure, actually. I don't know what it's on, but we've watched it, so it must be on something.
Well, it says it's on YouTube. It says on Amazon, but paid.
No. Not sure. I'll ask the husband when he gets home
tonight. Yeah.
Yeah,
because like I'm only seeing paid options, and you know my,
we didn't pay for it. Sorry, I'll find out.
Okay.
But in it, and this was just hilarious.
Yeah,
because I called myself out on it. Mm. There was, you know, they were in the forest and thing, and this, you know, person's like, okay, who wants to go find some roasted chestnuts? And I literally I put my hand up in the air. And my husband paused it, and I'm like, actually, you can't find roasted chestnuts on the ground because obviously they're not going to be roasted because they're going to roast them first. And I just had this little mini rant that I had to get out. And he's just like, you good? And I'm like, yep, cool, continue.
That's hilarious because you know where my brain went with that?
Yeah.
It's biological waste.
Roasted chestnuts.
Yeah. Like, why would you cook them? And it's biological waste. So I didn't. Yeah, my brain went in a different direction. But no, that's totally fucking accurate. Like,
side question that just came to my brain.
Yeah.
Why didn't they call titties chestnuts?
I don't know, but I do.
Do now.
Yeah.
Chestnuts.
Yeah. I have ever since, I saw it on like a Quora or something like that. Someone called them chestnuts, and I'm like, perfect. Done.
Yeah.
It was like, no, biological waste, man. That's
exactly. But yeah, it was just funny. It was my fun little, like, hang on a minute. This is where I'm drawing the line.
Question too, because I realized that I did not.
I wouldn't usually.
Yeah.
But for some reason, my brain just clicked on it.
Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah, because I'm not hyper literal.
Yeah.
But for some reason, that one just was like,
yeah,
just triggered me.
No, I love it.
It was great. It was so funny.
But it's so fucking accurate too. And I get that too. If it's like, if for me, because I'm on my own, I'll just yell it at the TV and it's fine.
Mm. Usually I do.
Yeah.
If someone set up a camera, we would just have a YouTube channel. Like, we just talk through movies constantly.
Yes, I know.
I'm aware with an edge.
Wow, said with such annoyance. Mm-hmm. It's like, yes, I am fucking aware. Mm-hmm. just to clarify, peeps, yes, I am aware because I have watched a movie with you guys before, and I'm so the opposite. I'm like, don't fucking talk. Like, just because I don't want to miss shit, because if I can't listen to what's going on with your conversation and listen to the TV. Like I can't like listen to both. And if I hear you, I'm going to miss that. But if I'm listening to that, then I'm going to miss you. And I want all of it. And so for me, it's like, zip it.
Yep.
If I go to a cinema and someone's talking, I so want to punch them in the head.
Fair.
I'm a non-talker. So I'm like, yep, I am aware.
Yeah, I noticed. I think it's the only way we can get through movies, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why is that? Like, just to break it down, is it the discussion element or?
I think it's, for me, it's it's not the,
like. It's more cinematic, I think.
Yeah. And I think a lot of my outbursts are like stimming.
Yeah.
I'm just like, here's a thought.
Yeah.
I can't keep it inside me. I'm sorry.
And because you've got someone there who does that, you like who speaks and is like, because he is for everyone at home, if you're not aware, her husband is a he does the films and the movie.
He studied the filmy stuff.
Yeah. So for him, like, it's very much a cinematography kind of aspect of like. And that's what I noticed with the conversations between, like, that you would have, is that he is talking more about how it's made and how it's produced and, like, what's going on. And you're talking more about, like, what's makes sense and what doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it could be something that's, like, not obvious too.
Yeah. So sometimes it's like, you know, we recently watched the TV show Slasher.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched seasons 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So we watched them backwards. And it's an anthology. Every season is separate, so it's completely fine.
Yeah.
But we did not pick any of the killers except for season 1.
Okay.
And it was only because I was commenting on something about the character completely separately to suspecting them.
Yeah.
But then the killer did it. And because I had pointed it out so much, then we just went, oh, that's the killer. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna watch them backwards like you, because like, not making this a competition or anything, but
I was gonna suggest if you wanted to watch them with me, if that would make you do it. Because we have watched stuff together.
Yes.
And I would withhold my commentary because I would be wanting to.
No, but you're also like when in that kind of situation, it's actually not as bad. It's when you and Stephen are there. I think because you're so used to having the back and forth, it was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we just spark each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is totally cool. But it's just for me when I came in there, I can't remember what I was watching, but I remember being like, I remember actually getting a little anxious because I felt like I was missing stuff, and then I wasn't going to be able to answer questions that you had about it.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Where it's from?
Oh, big feel. You got a little big feelings right now. Yeah.
That could be it. Wow. Wow. I hadn't thought of that before, but that. Wow. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ooh, more.
Let's go back to getting it right.
That impulse. Trauma. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I vibe. But either way, I would love to hear your experiences of that TV show because it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It tickles all of my ivories. And it's not straightforward.
Yeah.
Or at least it wasn't
for me, which is great. I don't tend to get surprised at all. I'm like, oh, yeah, duh, like saw that coming and whatnot. So that's why I'm kind of interested to see if I pick up on it or not, to see if I can't work out, like if I can't work out who the killer is, I would love that show so much. Mm. I want things to challenge me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was fun because it was not obvious who it was, but once it was obvious.
Yeah.
And it's 8 episodes long. They always let you know who the killer is in the second last episode.
Awesome.
So
kind of wrap it
up. It's got its little, way of doing things.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was very obvious once they said who the killer was.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to watch it backwards the same way you did, just in case there's stuff in the first stuff that kind of tips you off to what to look for. I don't want that. So I want to...
There's not, though, because it's all separate seasons.
Yeah, but there could still be a pattern.
Mm. Maybe. There was a couple of things that I went like, oh, this was, because it is the same actors.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the time, I picked up, I'm like, oh, this person played this sort of character and they've done that like three times now.
Yeah.
And like, what?
Yeah.
What is this? And this isn't absolutely not related to any of the spoilers of the killers, but like one of the characters, like twice in a row, is married to someone that they do not know is gay. And they I'm like, wow, this is always happening to them. What's going on?
I'm definitely gonna watch it backwards. But for now, we're gonna end it because we are under a minute and
we're gonna do this. You know how much it likes kicking us off.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so in a horror movie discussion.
Exactly. All right. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining us for this episode of The Character Collective. If you have any questions, suggestions, feedback, especially fanfic or fan art, email us at character.collective.podcast@gmail.com. Or if you're using Anchor, just send us a voice message. We'll have new episodes coming out every Wednesday, so before you go, make sure you click off for notifications. On Spotify, click follow. On Anchor, click favourite below. Also, don't forget to share this with your writer and reader friends. All right, let's do this.